Blog Talk Radio.
He gonna like it, I know. Got something special planned for him when he gets home. I know how to keep it brand new. One of the days to switch it up is what I'm gonna do. 'Cause I ain't afraid to
work it, work it.
Put on a dress and
work it, work it.
He gonna see me
work it, work it.
All through the night.
Welcome to the Friday Nightcap. I am your host, Dima Zade, and that is my co-host, Sarah Dane. Good evening. How you doing?
Hello, hello, hello. How are you?
I've been drinking.
Oh. Okay. Well, all right then.
Yes, honey. Yes, that's what I've been doing. Since about, not even going to tell the time, but yeah, it's been one of them weeks. Thankful it's over, and it's just what it is, and we're heading on into the weekend. Yes, and so we have a guest co-host tonight. You all have heard this voice before. And let me put the disclaimer out there. Tonight we are discussing, we're going to talk about some sexual things tonight. So please don't get your panties in a bunch. If you're prudish, it's not for you. We're going to cuss. We're going to say some bad words. We're going to have a good time because it's Friday, and this is what we do on the Friday Nightcap. Also, this particular he did hang out with us the week before when we were, before we went on a little day off or whatever. But, yeah, I think he's going to give more of a comedic thing because he's trying to be funny, but he ain't that funny. But anyway, well, everyone, welcome Andre Ziegler to our show for tonight. He's going to hang out and get Coso with us. Hey,
yeah, so you just been drinking without me? Really?
Uh-oh.
Listen, it's been a long
day. That's all right.
But
I'm about to get drunk anyway. But y'all got to excuse my voice. Y'all got to excuse my voice. I'm a little under the weather. But what's happening, people?
Okay.
Hello, hello.
We are glad that you are joining us tonight. Tell the people who you are. Now they know who you, well, they may or may not know who you are to me, but this is my best bud. and he gets me in majority of my trouble that I get into.
Wow.
His fault.
You ain't even been here 5 minutes.
Don't
yet.
Put
she
that
threw
on me,
you
Ricky
all
Bobby.
Under the bus. She threw
lying.
You all
don't
under the bus.
Don't put that on me, Ricky Bobby. Don't put that on me, Ricky Bobby. You.
Stupid. But tell our listeners who you are and the things that you do, because I know that you do shorts and comedy and whatnot. So tell the people who you are.
Well, my name is Andre Ziegler. My first name is Cornelius. 39. I work very hard for Procter & Gamble. I'm starting to dab a little bit in comedy, doing little sketches, whatever, with my little cousin and everything. And, yeah, that's about it, man. My life is sort of boring.
Okay. Well, we're going to liven it up for you because we're going to add you here to the Friday Night Cat for this particular Friday. So we're just going to have some fun, and we're going to jump into these topics. And first, I know that Taylor has sent me some topics. So, Taylor, jump on in and tell us about some of your topics, honey.
Okay. So, I want to talk about this new thing that's happening now with these young men wanting to be with these older women. I have noticed. As of lately, there have been some of that going around. I recently just started going back to work after I had little folk, and I have this young man at my job. He is 21, 22. I am a little older than him, and he is just all about wanting to date me. And I'm like, no, because you're too young, and no, because you're my coworker. But he doesn't quite understand that, and he's not feeling it at all. Like, it doesn't matter. He's coming on extra strong. Like I said, I just started this job. So I don't have too many friends, you know, I'm still filling everybody out. So why is it that you have found my phone number, sir? How did you manage to do that?
Wow.
Wait a minute. You got the phone number.
My phone number. I get a text message.
Where did you get that from?
I couldn't tell you. I get a text message, and it's like, I came to work expecting to see you today. Excuse me, who is this? He said, you know who it is? Sir, no, we're not going to do this. Mm-mm. I'm sorry, I can't be bothered with you, sir. You're younger than me and you're my coworker. No. No, I'm not doing this with you. So I've been I've been ignoring his text since about 4:30 this afternoon.
You sure ain't nobody at your job got your number?
Outside of management, absolutely not.
Wow.
Yeah. So now he
don't
ring and got the phone number. And was just flat out bold, like you just gonna text me.
You had to get it from somebody.
I'm going to find out who when I go back to work. But my issue is you just going to text me, I was expecting to see you today. Sir, I was expecting to win the lottery last night. It didn't happen. So now what?
Oh, man, didn't it just piss you off? That made me mad, too. I thought I was going to win, too. Oh, never mind. We're talking about the
don't sidetrack yet. So wait a minute. So, okay.
Well, first of all, we
got to
get
the CSI
team together and find out how he got this number.
Well, we can find that out. That's not no problem. We can find that out. That's not how
we're going to find it out. Ain't nobody got her number but management.
Well, some
I got some concerns.
We get faulted in there.
Yeah, I got some concerns. Yeah, we need to call. We need to call my baby so she can fix. We need to call Olivia Pope so she can fix it. Cause somebody gave your number out.
Nobody
want to
talk
no more
about Olivia Pope.
Whatever, man. This sounds like some scandal.
Whatever. I'm just like, how did he get the phone number?
Okay,
so he's young.
I think he was probably, this is just my theory, because I've seen it in the office a couple of times. One of my managers probably was like, you know, doing a whole bunch of paperwork, and, you know, whatever in my file or whatever the case may be was just sitting on the desk, because there have been times where I went in there and it's, you know, shit everywhere. So maybe it was just there, and he was kind of like, oh, well, there's her phone number.
Let me write it down. Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's what I think. I don't think management was just like, you know what, here's her number. I don't think so. I think it was just sitting there, and he just saw the opportunity. But my issue is that's not a problem, because I can just call my phone company and have your number blocked. Like, that's not really an issue. My issue is that you're not respecting what I'm saying. Like, that might be cool to the 21, you know, thought boppers that you deal with, but to me, I'm telling you, I have no interest in you, and you're still going. Like, it's one thing to be, you know, I'm going to pursue you, but I'm telling you that there, you don't have a chance, sir. You do not. You do not pass go. You do not collect $200. You go straight to jail. That's it. Like, I can't help you over here with nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a challenge. That's why I think that is. And
yeah,
And
you're the new face. You said you just started the job, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you're the new booty.
Yeah, that's all it is.
You're the new face,
and young guys, it's just a thrill seeker. That's all it is. They not serious about it. They just want to do it just to say they did it.
That's not how you're going to, you ain't going to tell nobody about nothing over here. You want to know why? Because you ain't going to find out about nothing over here. Mm-mm. I am not going to be the side of the job. No, ma'am. Nope. Not happening.
Well, technically, you can't be the side of the job until you select at least three people. Then you're the side of the job.
What?
You got to select at least three people on your job before you become a thot. That's the rule.
Is that over a course of some years? Or is that,
just about anybody. Like, you just can't come to your job, your new job, and just start, like, sleeping with one person, and you go to sleep with another person, and you sleep with another person. That's how you get the thot rule. When you just sleep with one person, all they can say is, well, that ain't a thot. You can't sleep with multiple people at the job.
You're not going to tell nobody that you saw any of my goodies and I saw any of your goodies. No. Mm-hmm. We're not doing that.
Not my goodies.
Not my goodies.
That's funny. I will say that I have had a coworker boo before. Or whatever. It's just about how you go about it. Like, he was older or whatnot. Not older, but he was just, like, older than me, like, by a couple of years. But it was nothing that was too bad. You know, it was actually really cool, but, you know, he had other hoes. I found out that he was the thought of the workplace. And I was like, you're just so old. That's all that you are. And I had to stop because I was like, oh, no. Mm-mm. Everybody has you. I can't have you no more. You are old. So what this book don't do, and so he's looking for a challenge. He's looking to get the new booty. That's what they always do. If you ever realize, like, that some places, they peruse the training classes. Like, if you're in a place where you have to be at a training class, and you get all of these dudes coming in and out the classroom, you're like, you ain't even in the training class. What you in here for? They're in there looking for the new booty. And this female will fall for it because they're not too smart. They're not smart because I sit back and I watch it. Y'all know where I work, there's training classes. And I sit back and I watch that thing. And them hoes, they just be like, and then some of them get to fighting over. See, that's the thing. You can't, if you're going to work, have a workplace boo, there's going to have to be a level of discretion that has to happen. Because, one, I don't need everybody in my business. Two, I hate to have to smack a bitch and over you. Because I'm crazy and y'all don't know that. And I don't feel well.
Mhm. And that's another thing, so, too, because I was thinking, because I was like, all right, so even if I entertain this mess, like, y'all know that I'm not well. Like, I'm an olive short of a martini. So I'm not well. So and then, like, it can't be, it's got to be, no, because the first wrong thing you say to me, it's going to be an issue. Like, what you say? And I got a smart ass mouth. Like, I have a smart ass mouth, and I have verbal diarrhea. Like, things that I, like, I don't have a filter. So if I think it, it's coming out of my mouth. So I try to avoid situations like that because it get in that situation in that workplace. Sometimes it does get hectic, and people say, you know, they say whatever is on their mind, and then it comes across like, what, bitch? Like I had to tell, you know, one of my coworkers Thursday. I said, listen, if you want me to do something, you simply ask me to do it. You don't dismiss me as if though, you don't tell me to do something and then dismiss me when I ask you questions about it. Because your terminology and my terminology is two different things. So if you give me specific directions, I'll do it. Oh, I'm not trying to be funny. I understand you're not trying to be funny, but if you give me specific directions, I'll do it. However, you're not just going to say, go do this, as if though I'm some peasant, and I'm not. And I had to figure out how to say that to her without telling her she got one more time to say some foul shit to me before I bust it in her face. Like I said, it's only my first week. You can't tell people that you're going to bust them in the face on your first week at the job. So in that environment, it could very well get to that point where, you know, it's busy, it's a whole lot going on, and I need X, Y, and Z, and you and your feelings about something that don't got nothing to do with me, and then you say something out of the way to me, oh, I'm going to say something way out of the way to you, and then that's just too much. So, no, I'm not even going to deal with it.
Dang.
Yeah, not even going to deal with it. Because I'm usually not team show out, but sometimes I do.
I get that one. So we have some answers to the Facebook questions, and this particular person, she didn't want to answer on the page because she said her man be watching the pages or whatever. So we don't talk about that at some point. But she says that she loves younger men, but right now the man that she's dating is older than her and whatnot. And then she answered the question of, you know, is it okay, you know, have you ever had a workplace boo? And she says, I've messed with three guys. I've worked with. So is she like the workplace guy? Like, is that what she is? But she messed with three dudes? Hello? And is that what you, I mean, I need to understand, is that what y'all, that's what you said, is if you mess with three, you the
yeah, because basically, if it's three, yeah, but if it's just one, they really can't claim your hoe because they don't know you like that. They just feel like, okay, well, she met somebody that she thought that was cool or whatever, and then they did what they did. Now, unless he's starting to spread rumors, but then you know how that goes, because women got the power to kill a dude off in 3.5 seconds. And you know what that rumor is. So he'd be like, yeah, he's telling everybody at work, yeah, I smashed him, I tore his ass up. Yeah, once she opened her mouth, you little dick mother, it's a wrap. His thread is busted. I don't understand that neither. Why is that like the most insulting thing that God can think of? And it's still
what?
Like every time y'all get mad at a dude and you want to embarrass him because he embarrassed you, first thing y'all say, dick little. Dude can be as hard as a damn freight train. He got the biggest dick in the world. Y'all still say, well, no dick little. That's still
I know somebody.
That's what I'm saying. But it's like every girl in the warehouse or the company or whatever, it would be like, yeah, like it'll be like, oh, she killed you. Then like, this is retarded. But that's all you have to do is crush him, though.
That's just like, you know what? That's our go-to because now we want you to suffer. We want your ego to deflate. And we need these other girls around and say, like, look, he walks around talking about this, that, and the third. This makes me know that his dick little. It's little. And guess what? Why y'all going to try to mess with it? He got a little penis.
But that's the only bounce back y'all can do, though, to, like, kill somebody. That's crazy.
Mm-mm.
I don't get that.
No.
Why y'all just
can't
be like, whatever?
You can say it's little. You can say his stroke game is weak. You can say he busts quick. You can say he got, like, you know, some sort of affliction with it, like it curves too far to the left or
the
right.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, though, but what if it ain't nothing wrong with it? Y'all still say it.
Yeah.
And you're so polite with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's definitely, if she named the things that we should say, like, you. I like, really, you coming at me with that? Wait a minute, it lasted 2 seconds. Really, that's what you want to do with me? I mean,
right.
Who
wanna, so, in other words,
you
don't know.
In other words,
yeah. I'm still trying to figure out how she don't know nobody at the job and somebody gave her a number. I'm still on the number.
We done bypassed the phone number. Like,
I know, but I'm just saying, though, that really irks me, man, because people shouldn't be doing that, yo. There's crazy people in this world.
I feel, you know, there's definitely crazy people in this world, and for whatever reason, that person, however he got that number, he needs to not do no shit like that no more. But it's his persistence and his wanting to conquer. That's all it is.
Yeah.
That is all that is. And then, let's say he gives him a chance. Let's say she gives him a chance. And this is just what it is. And find out all that you just a whole bunch of talk. Would she be wrong to say, now look, you done stalked me for my phone number. You got it. So somehow, we do whatever. And this is what you're coming up with? You should have came harder. Like, what is this?
I think he's the thought of the job. Because I see already because he was like, he was kind of like following me around the other day. And one of the other girls at the job, like she started with the hair flipping and the eye rolling. And I was just like, you know, I had to go. And I really was like, I hope this chick don't say nothing to me because, once again, I'm a little off. Like I'm an olive short of a martini, and I don't want her to come say nothing to me, and I don't want to have to bust in her motherfucking face at the job. Only been here a week, but she started with the hair flipping and the neck rolling, and she started with the eye rolling. I was just like, okay.
Yeah, she's smashing him already. It's that she mad or some new girl that came around. See, these hoes, they ain't nobody got time for them. And see, you know what? What I remember one time, it was so funny. The guy that I was talking to, that I was working with, one of his hoes, we used to do like candy grams or whatever, like when we're trying to raise money for stuff. We used to have these candy grams. And I was in this particular time, I was on the committee that took care of candy grams. So when I had to try to pay the candy grams, the thing, there was a special message. But honey, this one was sending her booty through a candy gram. I said, now really? Are we stupid to this level that you got bitches sending they coupons through candy grams? We're trying to raise money. I'm not the only one looking at these. And then he tried to get mad at me. I said, why are you mad at me? I'm just on the committee. I'm just doing my job. But you, on the other hand, stuck in these little ass hoes. Okay? Get that hoe boxed in her face. We should meet at the gas station. Get her boxed in her face. Get her. Good.
Y'all so
you know, like I said, me. No, but you have to realize, like, sometimes people bring that crap out of you because it don't, it's just a mess. Like, you, I'm respecting you, and I'm not bringing nothing that I may be doing outside of here, but you're still talking to hoes in this same building. And then, if you're going to go talk to a hoe, be a cute hoe. Don't go get no old busted down, loud, talky ghetto hoe. Go ahead and get you a nice, quiet mouth that ain't going to say nothing.
No, they don't understand that. That makes too much sense. No, you gotta get the loudest, raunchiest, ghettoest one.
Wow.
Just because.
Okay. That's what them hoes be doing. That's what them hoes be doing. But as we transition into the next topic, let's get started. So when you have the situation in the workplace, at what point something like that be deemed sexual harassment? Because some, like, if you down for it or whatever, I don't think that's sexual harassment. But when you start feeling uncomfortable and you are not feeling that person and you've never done anything, do you report it? What do you do? Or you just let it fall to the wayside. And once it becomes something that is more of a physical issue, saying touching you inappropriately, is that when you start to say, hey, look, listen, what's going on with you?
Well, with that whole situation right there, it is actually... That happened in my job, like, it was about 3 months ago. The dude, he worked in the office, right? And he was messing with the cleanup chick, but this the catcher. This is the hooking, the hook, line, and sink. This little white dude, right? Little bitty man, and he's mad, but. He was in love with the cleanup chick, and she was black, but he's a redneck. I mean, like, he's like the biggest redneck.
Not a redneck.
I swear to God, I'm telling you, man, this dude was like the biggest redneck ever. Yes, I mean, like, he had a ton of redneck jokes, like, every day. And so, next thing you know, everybody sort of figured that something was going on because the girl, like, She was basically sleeping with random dudes in there for months. I mean, just to put it out there, she was getting it in. And, like, she was messing with these African cats. Yeah, she was potty by nature, for real. I'm talking about thought for real. She was beyond. But she messed around, and she got these two African dudes to scrap. and they was fighting over her, so they got fired. Then it was this other dude that tapped her, like, smacked on her ass, and then she turned around and got him fired. So she messed around with the dude that, you know what I'm saying, like, the white dude, he had, like he was making big money. Like, he had a jacked up position, first of all, because it's like they gave him a position because the company basically felt sorry for him. So his job title was the assistant to the assistant. What kind of shit is that? But he was making, like, 18 is a change. But he was, like, buying her everything. So one day, he goes to the back, and he's seen her. She's supposed to be cleaning. But she was posted up with this dude. Couldn't find out. The dude was her boyfriend. She done let go of her thoughts and ways, and then settled down and got a man. So the dude, they posted up or whatever, talking. So the white dude comes over and was like, don't you think you need to be cleaning? And she was like, well, I'm cleaning, but I'm just sitting here talking to him because I'm trying to make sure he's going to take me home. So she said it's polite. Well, he was like, well, you need to get to work and do this, blah, 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 blah. Like, he was just, like, fussing at him. And so she was like, something wasn't right. So he storms off all red in the face or whatever. She goes back to the little spot where they keep the cleaning supplies at. The HR person came in and said, well, Chip wrote you up. And she was like, what? He wrote me up? She was like, yeah, he said you're back there talking and whatever, whatever. So they find out that he wrote it up. So she went in there and said, I'm not signing it, and I don't appreciate it. And she was like, the HR person was like, why you don't like it? Well, I mean, he's just doing his job. That's when she just blurted it out. She was like, he mad because I got a boyfriend and I won't give him no more pussy. And, like, when she said it, the whole office, like, there's probably like 20 people in the office. Everybody just stopped. You can hear a damn pin drop. And it was like, what? And so when she said it, he stood up and he was like, damn, I'm the fuck up. You know, when you have that I'm fucked up look on your face? Yeah, he had the I fucked up look on his face. And so they called him to the office and they asked him a ton of questions and they was like, well, is it true? And he was like, yeah. And he felt so ashamed because the chick, she's real skinny. She's like a damn, you ever seen the movie Ant?
Oh, no.
She looked like the female Ant.
Not the cartoon movie.
Yes. She looked just like that.
She looked like
real fucking skinny. She looked like the damn
with a big old head.
Yeah, and that's what we call her. We call her stick, we call her skinny, and we call her auntie, but she thinks she is like the shit. Like, she thinks she is like it because she messed with all these dudes or whatever. But after she got him fired or whatever, so when the word spread that she told it, now she walked through the plant, everybody pointing and whispering. But she's like, I know they talked about me. Yeah, she like, I know they're talking about me, but I don't give a fuck, blah, 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 blah. She just, like, steady going off, but she's one of them chicks that don't give a damn, but because she made, I mean, she made her check, plus she made more, you know what I'm saying? Because they were, like, giving her mad money on the side, and this shit's crazy, but she don't give a fuck. But she got this dude fired, though. And then basically what they did was, instead of saying it was sexual harassment, they said that he resigned because they didn't want to get him in trouble. Because they're like, okay, if we say there's sexual harassment, that goes on your file. So when you try to go get another job, bam, that's the first thing they're going to say.
Mm-hmm.
And so they looked out for him. But my thing is this. If it would have been a black dude, they wouldn't have looked out for him. They probably would have been like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? They just put this shit on your file. You know what I'm saying? It made you look bad. But it's like, that sexual harassment shit, it only goes, like, at work. It only works, like, for certain people. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you say it, that whoever, they, like really like the person or whatever, you know what I'm saying, they'll look out for them. Sometimes, 9 times out of 10, that shit don't, it really don't fly.
Yeah.
But that's a hell of a thing to have on your record, though.
Yeah, because I've been sexually harassed. at work. Not at the job that I.
Who's such a rash at work? Ain't nobody at your house with your gang on couch and the TV. You're working on. Is your vibrator? Your vibrator sitting there looking at you while you ain't working on. Translation, you looking good, Jay Reed. That is funny. Well, go ahead.
No, not in my current job.
When you actually had to go to the
Not in my current job. When I was I was in college, and I was still working the job I had like in high school.
I still had the job that I had in high school.
So I was working and going to school. One of the managers, he liked looking at me in my little uniform that I had to wear or whatever. I had to wear a uniform. That's not. He would always make comments talking about your butt looks really nice in those pants and stuff like that, and I felt uncomfortable.
What?
So I went and... So I went to another manager and had her, change my schedule around so I wouldn't have to deal with this person. And then that worked for a little while, but then somehow they got on the same schedule I was on. And then at that point, I was like, I'm tired. There's nothing else I can do. So I left. I quit. And I was like, y'all are not going to do nothing.
First of all, don't never let nobody. Was you making big money?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, you wouldn't make no good money. Fuck that shit, yeah. I'm about to say, don't never let nobody run you from your job it's just because they harass you.
It was a job I had in college. It wasn't nothing like, I worked. I had two jobs in college. So
just flip the desk over on them sometimes. You just got to show out.
It wasn't no desk job. I couldn't flip no desk over on them. Maybe I should have pushed them in the thing.
I had a real job. Been there working fast food.
I didn't say a real job. I said a little job. I'm not ashamed to say I did work in fast food. I sure did. I'm just not going
to
tell you which fast food restaurant I worked
at. You better claim it. Everybody done worked at McDonald's or Burger King, Wendy's.
Probably I know one thing I'd never go back. I'd never go back to that one. That's a myth.
Nah.
People rude, and I like to. I'm older than my ways at this point.
And then, I know I couldn't go back after the sabotage and stuff we used to do at McDonald's. Oof. Nah.
Don't tell nobody that. You was on the air, dummy. That's a corner.
I mean, damn, that was like 30 years ago. What they gonna do? Come back? Let me see your name.
What?
Nothing. Anyway, back to you, Taylor. We got to find out who gave your number out. You might have some enemies or something. We got the same table.
I'm not.
Think that little boy is in it home.
No, he's not. He's just like I said. He's a little itty bitty thing. He just wants some, and he's not gonna get it. So he figures that, he's gonna keep trying.
Say that again. He just want what?
He just wants some.
Oh, the accent is killing. He just wants some.
No,
Shut up.
But anyway, so, yeah. So, wait a minute. There was another question. Okay, so the next question is, time has passed or whatever. Is it possible for you to, in our older years to still have a crush on your high school crush?
Yes.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yes. Wait a minute. I had a couple of crushes in high school.
I mean, that's what I was about to say. I had a couple of crushes in high school. And matter of fact, I'm still with one right now. You know what I'm saying? We dating now as we speak. So, yes, it's possible when you see your high school crush or whatever, you're going to still have that little tingle when you see that person.
Yep. Sure it
especially
is.
That,
yep.
Especially if they lit that flame boy back in the day. I'm telling you.
I still have a crush on mine from high school. And I brought this topic up is because I ran into them very recently. I was picking my daughter up from school, and we were going in the store, and then he's like, he calls me, you know, he calls me by my name, and I turn around, and I'm just like, I'm like, hey.
Okay,
he's,
okay, okay,
he's
okay.
He's like, hey.
This is the million-dollar question.
Hmm?
Was they still looking the same, or was they ugly? Would
they
have one tooth in the mouth?
Oh, my God, he's still fine.
You know, sometimes you see your crush, you know, sometimes you see the chick or the dude you used to be crushing on in high school, and that mother looked like a ran over shoe. For real. Like, what the hell happened to you?
He's still fine.
Life just pushed you in your damn face, dude.
Damn. Oh, my God.
I mean, it's like that. It's like, man, I seen one chick they used to have a crush on, like, probably about 3-4 years ago. Like, she used to be bad, but, man, she looked like a mess. I'm talking about her teeth
maybe
was yellow.
She had a hard time.
Yeah, she was like somebody hit her with an ugly tree, not an ugly stick, an ugly tree. She did not look the same. They hit her with a whole damn tree.
It's not nice
they
to call people
stick.
Ugly. You're supposed to say they different.
No, you did. You just called somebody ugly like 2 days ago. Really?
But no, she says that you're supposed to say, they're not supposed to say that they're ugly. You tell them that they look different than everybody else.
Man, she forever calling somebody ugly. Don't listen to that chick. She's fun for the show. Get about three drinks in the system. Get about three good drinks in the system. You got and the real read. The real one will come out for real.
Uh-oh. Wait a minute. What's wrong? You little damn dirty monkey with Beijing. You're the only person I call ugly. Because I'm like, you ugly.
No, I'm not. What were we talking about the other day? We were talking about something the other day, and you said something about it, because you were doing something. I don't know if you was ordering some food or something. And you said something about somebody was looking a hot, ugly mess with something. Like, you were talking about what they had on. And you just went in on them. I forgot what it was, but you went in on. And I was laughing. So don't sit up here and act like you got a halo over your dang old head.
I am Jesus. I am an angel.
Oh, yes, Lord. You ain't never loose with this book.
I am. What?
Okay. Moving right along. Back to my whole story.
Because
I got to finish. I got to get this out. So I'm standing in the store, and he's talking to me. And he was like, oh, this is your daughter. I said, yeah. He's like, oh, how old is she? I said, she's 4. He was like, oh, my gosh, she's so beautiful. I was like, thank you. And then he was like, you know, she looks just like you when we were in middle school. I was like, oh, you saw me in middle school? Like, you knew,
no.
Like, you knew who I was?
Somebody done creamed all on they stuff in the little line. They sat there, the drawer just soaking wet. Lord Jesus.
You remember me in the 4th grade? You remember me in the 4th grade? Oh, my God.
And then it got even better. So then he's like, so what are you up to and stuff? I was like, no, I just came here to get a couple things. You know, I'm going to leave out. He was like, oh, okay. So he was like, you know, it's good seeing you. He gave me a hug or whatever. And I don't know what he had on. I don't know what kind of cologne it was. But it was something, and it smelled amazing.
It set your life on fire. It set your life
Girl,
on fire.
Girl, did it.
Oh, Lord.
Did it.
She had
so,
multiple orgasms in the stuff.
So, we, you know, he goes his way, I go mine, and I'm walking with my daughter. So now she's asking me 1,001 questions because now this man is outside hugging me, and that ain't her daddy. So now she got questions. She's like, Mommy, who's that?
Mm-hmm.
I asked my friend from school. She was like, oh, that's nice. She's still friends with him from school. I still want to be friends with my friends from school. I said, that's nice. So then she started talking about some other stuff. So we was leaving out the store, and I felt like we was going through the parking lot, and he was like, you know, he stopped me. He was like, you know what? You should give me a number.
Lord. Did you hear the slow music playing and the fans started blowing slow? Was everything moving in slow motion when he asked you that?
So listen. So he pulls out his phone, right? Now, any old other time, I'm quick with it, right? I can process shit. This time, like, it took me forever to remember my phone number. I was like,
She
was
giving him the Domino's number first.
She was nervous. He was nervous.
1-800, what's my number?
Shut up, Dre.
She didn't have a nuclear meltdown. Jesus.
I finally got it together. So then I gave it to him and whatnot. So then I was like, I wasn't expecting to hear from him. Like, he called me like 45 minutes later.
Wow.
And I was just like,
did you have a wake your exhale moment? Was you walking off and you look back to see if he was looking at you?
No, I didn't do that.
Girl, I hope he ain't looking at you. Oh, my God, he's looking. You put a little extra twist in it, didn't you?
I didn't
say
nothing.
Yeah.
But I didn't look back to see if
she
was looking.
Yeah, she was putting a little extra in it. She went all out. Telling you, wow.
And I was surprised that he actually, like, we had talked for a little bit that night, and I was actually surprised that he came to my job because he doesn't work far from my job.
So he came to my job to visit. So this is what you do now. If y'all ever go out on a date, make sure you order, you know what I'm saying, be all smooth with your food. And then when the night is over, punch him in the damn mouth for not dang going to talk to you when you were little.
Don't punch me in the face.
And then he'd be like, you going to be trying to be all smooth. Then, if he do, you know what I'm saying, be trying to be all smooth with or whatever, that's when you find out if he's serious about being with you or he's just trying to get in your draw.
Okay.
The way you didn't mess around and had a nuclear meltdown in the soap, he might not have to say too much to get your draw. Am I right?
See, here's the thing, though. Like, the date... Like,
Break it down like Alka-Seltzer.
So listen, right, about this date situation, I don't know if I can go through with it. Because, Dre, you don't know this about me.
That date?
You don't know this about me, Dre. I am I am a part of the clumsy committee, and I feel like if I went out on a date, I'm terrible. I knock shit over. I trip over shit. Like, it's just bad. And I'm like, so I don't want to embarrass myself in front of this dude. Like, I mean, we've been out of school for mad years, and that's fine. But it's like,
well,
you know, I was like a kid then.
If you go out, just wear some flats.
It don't matter.
No one, no heels.
It don't matter.
Damn, you won't trip if you wear a flat.
Yeah, I'm hot.
Yeah, she gonna drop something on herself. It's terrible. But I think that you should go on a date, but go somewhere where it's maybe okay to get a little dirty. Like, go to like a wine and sip.
Yeah, something like that, or just like a little park thing, or whatever. Somewhere where you can go and sit your ass down so you ain't got to trip and fall and bust your butt.
Exactly. Yeah, but we've been chit-chatting back and forth, though. Like, he came to see me at my job and stuff, and he was, like, real cool. I was like, oh, okay.
Well, I hope that works out.
I'm pulling for you, T.
I hope I get me some.
Yes.
Hell, honey, I hope I get me some.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You know what that means. It's about to go down.
Let's
talk about my high school crush.
That's going to be funny.
I'm like two. And it was so funny because both of them were like my brother's friends. So I'm telling you. And so one of them, he's married now, so I don't have to worry about that. But the other one, honey, listen, he's still good looking. And then when my brother got married, he was in my brother's wedding.
Oh.
And I had to walk down the aisle with him. I'm like, we look good together. But I know that he doesn't notice me. Like, he really does not notice me. Even in high school, I think he noticed me a little bit. But the fact that he was my brother's best friend stopped him.
Mm-hmm.
Because, honey, it almost went down in high school. It almost did.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I'm trying to get there in high school. I was. But when we was in that wedding with my brother, we looked good together. He was nice. Our scenes were so nice mixed together. It was awesome. And he's friends with me on my Facebook and shit. Like, yeah.
Did you say my face?
She said my face.
I said on my Facebook.
I thought she said my face. I was about to say, what? I thought you still remember your password.
I really don't.
Is MySpace even still up? Like,
it's all new. It's tight.
Oh, you lying. See, now I got
to
see. You lying.
No, I'm serious. It's tight. Because they still send me my password. I still be getting dang old picture likes and stuff on that joint.
Oh, I got to check this out. Oh, yeah, because I remember Justin Timberlake. He put some money into it, didn't he?
Yeah. It's still bumping. Because when Facebook didn't give it to charging.
We're not talking about my face no more. But yeah, my high school crush, I would, yep. Mm-hmm. If I would probably, face an opportunity.
Wow.
Only if I had it. But it's fine. It's all fun. But, yep. And when he comes around our family, I get nervous and shit. Like, I do. I be like, hey, how you doing? Yep. I do.
Mm-hmm.
And see, for me, I like an old good-smelling man for some reason. Like, well, I just like one, old good-smelling one. And it's also, you know, it's good to have a crush on the person you meet or whoever or what, you know. See, I think people need to have crushes on them.
Yep.
You know what I mean? What?
I feel you.
I'm sorry, somebody better agree with me. Gosh darn your time.
Oh, man. Taylor done messed around and had a flashback. She probably over there wringing her drawers out.
I am not. I'm trying to figure out my MySpace password.
Wow.
Really? Oh, that ain't. No. Oh, Jesus Christ. That right there don't make no sense at all. So.
They still got the app too.
Oh, Lord. Yep, they still got the app. I
forgot. I guess it wasn't
important.
Wow. Really?
Is that the alcohol talking? No, it's not alcohol. Sorry, y'all. It's something serious. But like I was saying, I think the people that you decide to be with or whatever, I think you still need to have a crush on them, and I think that you still need to flirt with them to kind of keep them on your side, and they won't go mess with other people.
True.
I think men should still need to make women blush from time to time.
True.
You're so stupid. You're an ignorant old monkey. That's my advice for today. That's my free advice for today.
Well, thank you. I absolutely agree. I still think that you need to keep whoever you're with. You still need to keep them.
Yeah. And so let's talk about this book I just purchased.
Uh-oh.
And the first damn pages got me in my feelings. So,
wow.
And Taylor, since you are an avid reader, and I'm not sure why you didn't see this today, but they released a sequel to Addicted today. It's called Addicted with a Twist. And I started reading it today. It's only 99 cents on Kindle, so if you want to go get it, it's 99 cents. And that shit had me all in my feelings in the first fucking two goddamn pages. Yes, you heard all the curse words in the world in that sentence.
Wow. You don't need to be reading that.
Right now is not the time for me to read that shit.
Yeah, because when y'all read books and shit like that, and then the first dude to call your phone, be like, hey, baby, how you doing? What the fuck you want? I know you get that bitch. You like, what the fuck?
No. It's in my feelings to the point where, like, shit, if I continue to read this, he gonna get raped. This is gonna happen. So I don't
know. Oh, it was a sex book. It was a dirty sex book. Was it 50 Shades of Grey, the Fifth Power?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Amazon.com.
Mm-hmm. It's called Addicted with a Twist.
Is they going to make a movie? I don't do too much reading. Give me a headache.
Wow. Did you say that out loud? You said that out loud.
Because your ass probably can't read. So that's what that is.
Whatever, man. I finished the book you gave me. I just haven't gave it back to you yet. I'm keeping it hostage because you got my damn movies for about 4 years. You ain't gave them back yet. So keep your book hostage now.
I take my book.
Yep.
What? I said I'd take my book.
Whatever, you ain't taking nothing. Cause I'm going to hide it. You ain't going to know where it's at. You ain't getting it back, and you give me my movies back. Same time, man. Same time. I don't trust you. Same time.
Oh, wait a minute. What is this called? Suck Me Dry, the complete series? I might.
Jesus!
Mm-hmm.
What kind of name was that? That's a book?
Yeah, it's called.
Yeah,
Suck Me Dry.
That sounds like a 1985 porn movie. With the when they still use the music in the background. When the only thing you seen was Bush, you didn't even get to see no type of nipple or nothing. That's what that sound like. They don't sound like no book, girl.
Oh my goodness.
Y'all asked me to be on the show, so I'm on the show. So hush, you get to the raw. I don't want to hear it.
Jesus, but this book, like seriously, like how am I supposed to be not in my feeling? Like, is you telling me not to do stuff? It's just tearing my nerves. Like if I go and lay down in my bed and I open up this book, I'll put myself to sleep. Like I don't understand. I don't understand my life right now.
Did you put yourself to sleep, or did you put yourself to sleep?
I don't put myself to sleep.
Oh Lord, that's where that sexual harassment coming in. That vibrates. Talking about she getting sexual harassed at her job. She's working at home. Really? That's the funniest shit I ever heard. That's the funniest thing of the night right there. You go. All right.
How long is the book, though?
It's not long. It's only like, it's not long at all.
She said it ain't long, but her not long must run me about 500 pages or more.
No.
Oh, it's only 53 pages.
Yeah, it's not long. It's a short novella.
Oh. How much was the book?
Oh, 99 cents.
Oh, man, no wonder it was trashy. 99 cents, they got to get your attention. Ain't like the book cost about $50. They got to get your attention out the gate.
Well, it got me in that second page. Well, she done pulled the thing out her desk drawer.
Oh, she ain't get her damn Mary Jane on, did she?
Oh, it went further than the Mary Jane situation.
What the hell was Mary Jane? What the hell does weed have to do with anything?
That chick said, what the weed got to do with anything? Did you hear her? She said, what does weed got to do with anything?
I have come to the conclusion I'm hanging out with two dummies tonight.
Oh, Lord. That's funny. To the people that's out there,
watch the show,
did y'all hear her say,
what the hell?
God.
Me and Mary Jane, what the fuck is that?
Oh, my God. People in TV, at the radio land, will y'all please call in and or post on Facebook and educate this youngin' about being Mary Jane. It's like the sluttiest thing on TV right now.
Wait a minute. Is that the show where the big head, the forehead girl, I can't think of her name, where she stole the guy's sperm and put it in the freezer?
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. She owned it.
Oh, I stopped watching it after
but
she did
why
that.
Why she gotta have a big head, though? Why she gotta have a big head, though?
She do have a big forehead. What's her name?
Wow.
What's her name?
I guess Gabrielle Union.
Yeah, that one. She got a big forehead. I didn't say she was ugly. I just said she got a big forehead.
Dang. Jeez, I'm going to be looking at her all toe up now.
I'm sorry.
Now, every time I see her, I'm going to be thinking she got a lot on her mind.
She got more head than she got body.
I ain't lying. Like she been headbutting bricks all day.
No, I don't know. I'm trying to get this book. I don't want to donate nothing. The book. I'm sorry. I'm trying to.
Well, all right. I just bought a little book for one of y'all.
I got it on Kindle. It's on my phone.
Yep.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Well, give me your phone.
And you got to read the first book
read.
In order to, you know, what you have to do is read the first book before you can read this one. What's wrong with you?
Oh, God.
Yep. So, but yeah. Them first few pages going to be like, what in the world? I am.
Well,
welcome to that. I feel.
This is bad for
us. Okay. So, there was something I had thought. I got to go find it. It was a question. I got to go find it. Oh, holy moly. Holy moly, door shop. I think it's the carryover from the Wednesday show, but I gotta go find it. Y'all ever look at somebody cool and be like, that looks nasty, I don't know what.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just one second. Just one second. Okay, so, Dre, tell us something
yes.
that's on your mind.
Well, I got a cold, and I've been trying to beat it. And ain't nothing working. That's the only thing that's on my mind.
Nobody give a goddamn about two goddamn about you and your goddamn soul.
See, that's cold. That's cold. See how you do?
Yep.
But I have nothing tonight. I really have nothing. You know, about to sit here, drink me a little pina colada with the glue. You know, get a little turned up, do a little big. Yeah, might be a little butt neckiness going on in here in a little bit.
I'm going to throw the fuck up.
Oh, that was way too much information. That was way too much.
Huh?
That was way too many details, and it wasn't called for. Like, that was way too much. None of that was my business. But back to this whole thing, I was trying to find what this book series is. Wait a minute. Let me go. So I can try to find that one. Yep.
But yeah, I can't read stuff while I feel this way. I can't, and it's not fair.
So
I need them to understand that reading is sometimes my corn. You know, certain books. And that's not fair.
All right, so I got a question. So listen, Dre.
I'm listening.
So you with your girl or whatever the case may be, whoever she is to you, and she tells you that, you know, she want to try something a little different. And, you know, she try to, you know, she show you what you, you know, what she want to try or whatever. But it's something that's, like, you know, way beyond your means. Like, I never thought of trying that. Like, I don't want to try it. Like, what do you do?
I don't know. It depends on what it is. I'm a freak.
Oh, God.
You ain't no good.
Hey, I'm just saying, it depends on what it is. As long as there ain't nothing going up my foot, we all right. As long as there ain't another nigga coming in the picture, we good.
So, you need to tell me, if your girlfriend, and we talked about this in the group, you need to tell me if your girlfriend said, hey, boo, I want to have a threesome. Now, I want to have a threesome with you and another man. Now, y'all don't have
nope.
to touch nothing, but,
nope.
but if you, would you ask her for a threesome?
No, not really.
No, but if she would, if she was down for it, would you ask her?
No, not really, because I feel like, I mean, this is just me. Don't blame me. But I feel like when you do shit like that, you don't need to be in a relationship. I'm just, to me, I think that should be with, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, somebody, like, you just, like, a fuck buddy. Something random like that. Because if you do shit like that, you sitting there, she brings in another dude, you in there, then he's sitting there just banging your girl out. And then you sitting there looking, like, why the fuck she don't be hollering like that with me? Why the fuck she don't be doing shit like that? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, y'all worried, you're worried about your ego.
Basically, just, I don't care what nobody says. That's why if you, when you ask that question to a lot of dudes, that's why they say they don't know, there ain't going to be no other dude. I guarantee you, you do a poll. If you wake up tomorrow and do a poll, you can do this on live television.
I'm going to do it right
now. I'm just saying, you can do this on live television. You can do it on the RCO house or whatever. I guarantee you 20, I'm going to say at least 200% of the men that's going to answer is going to say no, not with another dude. And that's why, because their ego will be crushed. But a lot of dudes won't do it with a woman either. Like, if they marry and they bring in another chick, because 9 times out of 10, the chick can be the chick you fucking want to take your wife.
If you do too fast, dude, she ain't gonna mess around and take your wife.
Hey, I'm just saying, it can go down. Like, for real. It can happen. You gotta, sometimes when it comes to doing the freaky shit, you gotta think outside the box. But I just feel like shit like that, you need to be single. But if you just trying to do something random with your mate or whatever, and ain't involving nobody else, it's just you and him or you and her, so forth. I mean, they did say a lot of celebrity dudes are using dildos in the butt now anyway, because, you know, they had the rumor out about Denzel and Morgan Freeman. There's a bunch of them.
Whoa.
I remember when old girl wrote that book, and she said that an Oscar winner that she slept with wanted her to use a strap-on on him. It's only how many black Oscar winners have it been? Men. Before Jamie Foxx. She said this was before Jamie Foxx. There's only been four black dudes that won an Oscar before Jamie Foxx. But she wrote the book. When Cash Steele wrote the book. That was who? Denzel, Morgan Freeman, Forrest Whitaker, and who was the other one? Was it Sidney Poitier? Because Will Smith hadn't even won. So, out of them four, who do you think she'd have been sleeping with? You know, now with her, she ain't sleeping with Sidney Poitier. Yeah, and you know she ain't sleeping with Morgan Freeman. And then, well, I don't know about Forrest Whitaker go one eye. She might have got on down with Cyclops. But I'm 9 times out of 10, I'm thinking that she went on and did it with Denzel. That's when he had that mad rumor about him and shit. But they said a lot of dudes in Hollywood, they doing that shit. Get that step.
I couldn't watch my man do none of that. But I get where you're coming from and saying that, you know, you should do it with.
Since you say that, you can't watch your man do that. How about the white lady that they were talking about the other day on, what was I watching? I can't remember the talk show. Anyway, her husband do gay porn. And he a receiver. And she's on the set watching him getting turned out by another dude. And then he gets faces and everything. Yeah, I watched that the other day. It came. Matter of fact, I meant to call you and tell you about that. But
no, you ain't mean to call me.
Yeah, because they showed us like a clip of the scene. He wiped the stuff off his face and went over and kissed and they left. He got his money and he left. But he says he's not gay. They said a lot of them dudes are doing gay porn there. But they claim they're not gay.
Okay.
So you don't want to sit there and see your dude get banged out with a strap. I'm just saying. This is freaky shit. I said, that's why I say that shit with that two dude shit and all that shit. Nah. No. Nah.
I'm still trying to process how.
Yeah, You sounded like when you were talking to that dude when he gave you your number. You shock.
Like, how the hell you just, I don't understand how you not.
That's just like the little Facebook post that's been going around. It's been up for like the last 2 weeks. Some dude talk about, I fuck my nigga. Yeah, I fuck my bitch, but I ain't gay. And then he had the dude sitting there while he was saying it. Then he had the girl sitting there too. And he supposed to be a blood. But he claimed that he get head from his boy. I was scrolling, and somebody had posted, and it's been like on every damn time I scroll up, somebody else has posted, and it's the same comment. I'm like, ooh, nigga, you gay. Ooh, nigga, you gay. Nah, you gay. You gay. But he claimed he's not gay. I don't get that at all. That's why I say it's levels to freakiness. Some levels, I'm not trying to go that high.
Woo!
Or
that low.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, cause nah, I ain't
What in the back? What?
Oh, that's the funniest video on YouTube ever.
My husband, my future husband, whoever he may be.
Hold up. Did you hear what she just said?
She
said, my husband, my future husband. So when you get married, Jeff?
I said,
I thought I was going to get in the way. I thought I was supposed to be the same.
You're not going nowhere. Ain't no wedding.
Just like you ain't got no boyfriend. Uh-huh.
Oh,
I still ain't
damn.
Got a boyfriend. Are you back at that? Really?
Oh.
I thought we already discussed
this. Oh, Lord. I'm at the, get the little what's that song on the commercial when they be talking about the kids and the dogs and the puppies? Probably have that playing in the background. And I'm gonna start to get a Jay Reed a man fun. Have that song playing in the background. For 25 cents a day, you can take Jay Reed. You can take her out. We can feed her, take her for walks in the park. She might read dirty books.
She
like me, Daddy Brooks. She's a drinker. She drinks like a fish.
Oh, damn.
They have it. It has that song in the background.
Danger.
Well, my mom goes back. Who's that, Daddy?
You ain't coming back on the show no more.
I'll see you next Friday.
No, Mom.
Huh? I'll be on here next Friday. I'm brain break.
I feel like
I will be. Because we got to find who leaked the phone number. That's like a damn, like somebody selling bootleg CDs. You don't give out nobody's phone number.
Oh. Well, that just took you from saying that to your boyfriend, so yeah, you're fine.
I got a crush on you.
And I know you're not. But.
Do what?
Just be quiet. I don't understand. Why are you telling me to try to pick on me? Tell me, what are you laughing at?
Because she's crazy, just like you.
I'm laughing at y'all too. You're hilarious. I love Dre.
So
funny.
Do not have a boyfriend. I don't have a boyfriend.
Lies.
I'm okay. The
lies you tell.
I don't. I told y'all before.
And
man,
what have I
told
you about? Have I been told you about lying while you're on the phone with me? I don't want to get shot. I'm scared of lying. Why did it come through phones? Stop lying when you talk to me on the phone. Jesus. I don't want to get fried.
That's right. I don't have a boyfriend. I don't need y'all to understand
that. That's the real, every nigga lie right there. That's the beginning of it right there. When the person say, first of all, it's a lie. That's how I seen them lie. First of all, yeah, they lie. Either they're going to say you a lie or it's going to be a dramatic story.
That's not how my dramatic story start out.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna talk to you when I see you.
I got a question. Technically this is work, right?
Why? Why are you trying to get paid?
I mean, no, because I'm drinking on the job. I just don't want to go, my boss to fire me. I mean, I'm just saying, Jesus.
I drink on this job every Friday.
You drink every day.
Damn.
No, I don't. I only drink on Wednesdays and Fridays.
Oh Lord, just like you only thought on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Yeah, keep them days separate.
Oh, he said you only thought on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Yeah, keep them days separate. Cause you mess around and get drunk while you thought, boy. Woo, jeez. It might be a world of somebody. Somebody might be in trouble. So, which one of you guys gonna be the first one to do the women's rights since they broke the case today?
I don't need that shit. Let's go.
Who's gonna try?
Need what?
Viagra. You said, matter of fact, Taylor, somebody said that they sent them an email. I ain't going to say who it is, but they're on the other end of this damn phone. But, yeah.
Sent me an email.
Somebody said yesterday, the conversation was, what the hell? I don't want no women by Ashley. I'm like, what are you talking about? And it sent me a, on something about when am I at? I don't know if it was an email.
No, I was, no, I listen, okay. So I was on MSN. No. I was on MSN.com reading the news like I always do, and it popped up across my feed that they had created a female Viagra. And I said, I don't need that shit. I didn't say I was going to email it to anybody. We don't lie.
No,
to
I thought you said that they sent it to you in an email.
No, I was reading it on the news feed. Illiterate, no good, low down monkey with a baby.
So,
oh,
so which one of y'all going to try it first? Which one of y'all is going to try it first?
I don't need it. I'm okay.
I just want to know what kind of effect it's going to have. Like, what's the effect? Like, you mean, what, like, cause you know, with men, it makes them stand up to attention. So, females, what are you going to do? Make y'all super duper wet or super duper horny or what?
I don't know. I don't need it. I already have some issues.
You're going to mess around and kill some.
I don't need it for the simple fact that I already have a high sex drive. Two, I don't have no problems with no more stuff.
So I'm messing around and kill some damn body. They're going to be in there getting 911 calls all over.
I already got ailments. So no. Mm-mm. That's why we ain't having sex now.
Wow. Somebody's going to be on them pills and going to kill somebody.
Mm-mm.
Like, call, it's going to be 911 calls all over the place.
Have you ever seen, you know, on Soul, is it Soul Man? You know, you've seen Soul Man with Bernie Mac and Samuel Jackson. And you remember when Bernie Mac
yeah.
was asleep and that one that neighbor came over and she looked like she was going to
You know who that
milk.
Neighbor was, though, right?
No. No.
That woman was she's a legend.
She's a
porn legend. That was Vanessa Del Rio.
She didn't look like herself.
She older. Like damn, she probably about a good 50 to 60 years old now. And she still do porn.
Jesus Christ.
She on that Niagara.
Oh,
come on up here, Bubba. Come on up in here. I took that Niagara. Get on up in here.
Wow.
Damn girls and women will be fucking the shit out of them dudes. They're going to be killing their ass. Stop. Get hold of me. I can't take no more. Shut up and take it. I'm on that Niagara.
That's your alcohol talking to you. They're talking about me with your old drunk self. Anyway,
that is true. Because every time I turn around, there's a picture of you in a bottle, or it's a picture of Bobham on your timeline.
Who?
See? You, Dre.
You put that on me, Ricky Bobham. Don't you put that on me, Ricky Bobby.
You got about 35 bottles of alcohol open.
Says now, you snitching? That's how you do. You just gonna blab it on the red. You just gonna blab it on the red. You just gonna snitch on the red.
Mm-hmm.
People out there, radio man, I am not an alcoholic. I'm just a taste provider. I just taste it, you know. Give the people what they want.
You can't even get the story right.
And then I tell them that it tastes good. You know, I just go ahead and give them my stamp of approval and I just throw it away.
So. Anyway, that's alcohol abuse. We do not throw away alcohol.
I know you ain't talking with your choice to say, I can't drink the pop. I don't like it hot. I like it cold with a little chill on. You so miscancel right now, like for real.
anyway, there is no time to close out our show. Thank you, Gray, for hanging out with us this Friday evening with your retarded self. Oh, my God. Yeah. I have laughed. It's time for me to go read my book and go to sleep.
Is your little sex offender gonna be there with you? No. You jerk. I mean, you know.
I'm ignoring him. As I close out
this
show.
I'm pulling for you, babe. I hope you hope your little date goes windy.
I want you to go on that date too. It's gonna be awesome. We will see you guys next week, same time, same place, same lovely Blog Talk channel here on the Friday Nightcap. Enjoy your weekend. Get into some trouble. Do some things that I probably would do because I'm not gonna do anything. So yeah.
Bye. Well, this is
goodness.
Andre Ziegler signing off. Peace and love, Radio Land, and cheers.
Good night, everybody.
Good night,
night
everyone.
Night, night. Okay, girl.